Looking forward to the one-day internationals starting over there in England. A long tour for some, but there's newbies in the squad as well. And a man who debuted for his country in the T20, Marcus Stoinis, joins us. Marcus, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good. Great. The one-day series is getting underway.
Yeah, it's exciting times, I think. Obviously, things didn't go to plan for the side in the Ashes, but yeah, good opportunity here at the moment.
Marcus, can you tell us the feelings? Does it feel like the start of a new brand section of the tour? Is there still a little bit of the, oh my God, we've lost the Ashes feeling?
I don't know. I think I've missed a lot of that. It's a good feeling at the moment for us. I'm still running high on adrenaline. I'm just pumped to be here. So, the atmosphere is really good at the moment.
And how was the T20?
I loved it. Obviously, it would have been good to hit a few bombs at the end and win the game, and that would have been a completely different sort of debut on the international stage. But I loved every minute of it. And, Slats, you know how it is. Sometimes it doesn't go to plan.
I guess that's the nature of T20, really, Marcus, isn't it?
The nature of the beast, yep.
Yeah.
The squad itself, Darren Lehman, what's he stressing? Obviously, you guys, world champions running into this, and England were quite poor in the World Cup, so I'd imagine he's saying, you know, let's roll with what happened at the start of the year.
Yeah, I think that's where there's a lot of confidence in the team. It's a really young group, and they've all come off good success recently, like you said. So pretty much from the coach, it's all about talking about our game plan and just giving people plenty of encouragement and making sure that we go out there and take a few risks, take the game on.
Very much so. So is it a matter of just attack tonight, I imagine?
To a certain extent. I think smart aggression is how I might put it.
Not bad. Not bad. I don't mind that. Yeah, that's how it starts out anyway.
Yeah, it's easy to say that. We'll see how it goes.
And Marcus, you know, interesting for you, Steve Smith, a guy that you played alongside, you know, many moons ago when you were growing up, and he's now the captain, and he's been batting like Bradman.
He has been, hasn't he? And we actually had a joke about it the other day, saying how he used to be a bowler back in the 19 days and all that sort of thing, and how quickly things can change. But yeah, he's batting beautifully. Smacked him in the nets today again.
And Marcus, you firmly see yourself as a batting all-rounder, don't you?
Look, I see myself as a batting all-rounder, but then I also see the importance of the bowling. So to me, it's probably a lot of value to be added to my game through my bowling, and hopefully I'll just learn that quickly.
Mate, it's never cease to amaze how you all-rounders, you know, dedicate your time, whether it's 50% or just the allocation of time required to keep all the skills in the game up. How have you found that running through your career? You're only 25, but, I mean, is that a difficulty?
I mean, it's definitely something that is a struggle. I mean, I've spoken to Watto and Mitchy Marsh about that a lot already on this tour. And we were saying, look, as a batsman, we all like to hit a lot of balls. And we like to prepare that way. But you've got to make sure you divide your time up and you've got to make sure you get your bowling in. And then, of course, your fielding. And it's so important in this day and age to be a good fielder and all that sort of stuff. And there's a lot of pressure in the field a lot of the time. So, I mean, we start the training sessions out in the field as a team. And then you've just got to make sure you get your stuff done, whether you get to training early or whatever it might have to be. It's definitely a juggling act.
We're chatting with Marcus Stoinis. Marcus, it could be quite an explosive night tonight because Owen Morgan's come out and he said he's not interested in playing dull cricket. It's something we haven't heard from a Pommy for a long time.
Yeah, I think that's the new brand they might be going for. I think, they played very well in the 2020. And I'd assume that's the style that they're going to be looking for. They've got a pretty explosive batting lineup. We're probably expecting them to take the game up to us.
Yeah, because they've got plenty of points to prove. I know they've won the Ashes, but they were a bit embarrassing at the World Cup. So they want to re-establish themselves in the one-day game.
Yeah, I'm sure they do. I'm sure, like we want to start that winning culture again. I'm sure they want to keep winning or make sure their one-day team travels better than they did in the World Cup.
And Marcus, just for those guys who are carrying over from the Ashes side of things, from a fitness level and an energy level, are they on top of things?
Yeah, I think so. From my perspective, they all look really good. I mean, it's probably helped having a bit of a different squad and different guys coming into the team, create a different atmosphere and that sort of thing. I mean, because the team culture that you create as individuals is very important, I think.
There's no doubt about that. Marcus, your long form cricket form was fantastic in the previous Shield season. Obviously, there's two test matches coming up against Bangladesh. You can be knocking on the door there.
Look, I'd like to think so. You never know. But, I mean, it's probably a good introduction to be here at the moment and be around the group and get to know the people involved and get to know what it takes by just observing what the top players do. I'd definitely love to be involved in the test scene. And when that happens, I'm not sure or if that happens, but... Yeah, I'll keep doing what I can.
Well, Marcus, I can tell you, mate, that when you've got someone like yourself in a squad and full of enthusiasm and it's all happening for the first sort of time, it's great energy that you provide. So enjoy the tour and play well.
Thanks a lot. Thanks.